The gospel lesson for Easter 6 is John 16, verses 25 and following. Tauta in paroi mias lela leka humin. Erkatai horahati ukati in paroi mias la leso humin ala paresia peri tu patros apangelo humin. This is our Lord's speech. A few words of introduction here. The season of Easter is soon to end, and Pentecost is coming soon. And in the context of John's writings, the promise of the Spirit is already in place. The age of the Spirit is coming. If you look back at John chapter 14, 15, and 16, there is, from verses 24, 25 of each of these chapters, there is reference to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is coming not only to teach what the Lord has been teaching His church, but also to help remember His teachings. The days are coming when He, our Lord Jesus Christ, is leaving this world after having completed the mission the Lord has given Him. And the age of the Spirit in full force commencing soon. In that context, Jesus speaks these words. These, tauta in paramois lelaleka humin. Lelaleka is the perfect of laleo. I have spoken to you these things in parables or similes, paroimiais. John uses this word in a unique way. This is obviously John's word for parabole, a figure of speech. And then, erkatai hora hati ukati in paroi mias, lale so humin. I will speak to you no longer in parables, or as the word here says, erkatai hora, the hour is coming, or a time is coming, when I will no longer speak with you in parables. That means the time has come for, time is coming for what I would call a plain language discourse. He will not use figures of speech. Hora, in this case, for John particularly, is significant. A specific time is coming. Verse 25, the second half, Alla paresia peri tu patros apangelo humin. On the other hand, in plain language, concerning the Father, apangelo, future, I tell you, I announce to you. After all, the Lord Jesus came to this world to disclose to the world all about the Father. As we confess, He proceeds from the Father. He has come to the world from the Father. It is He who tells the world all about the Father. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. So this speech here in verse 25, therefore, is very significant. Verse 26, En ekaine te hemera, on that day, en to onomati mu aite sete. On that day, very special here, that's almost like the prophetic word, on that day, the day of the Lord, that special day that the Lord has set. In this case, reference would be the day, the hour that He mentioned in verse 25. On that particular time, ento onomati mu aite sete, when you ask in my name, aite sete is second person, plural, what you ask in my name, you will ask in my name, kai uk lego humin hati ego eroteso, tan pater peri humon, and not I say to you that I will ask eroteso, I will ask future, tan father, patera, I will ask my father concerning you. So this is the situation now. The father, the day is coming when the Lord himself will not ask concerning us to the Father. Meaning, the Lord has come to accomplish the will of the Father. The mission is now complete. We heard that from the cross, tetelestai, and he rose again, and it is time for him to depart from us. It is as it were, there is no intermediary necessary at this point. As the Lord has through the cross opened up the gates of heaven for us, we now, believers in Jesus Christ, are able to approach God directly. Verse 27, Autos gar hapater philehumas. For, post positive, hapater autos, the Father himself, phile, present tense, humas, you. The Father himself loves you directly. So we have now access to the Father. Note John 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his Son Jesus Christ. So having come to the world from the Father, Jesus Christ demonstrated God's love for the people. Hati, humes eme pephile kate kai pepistio kate hati ego para tu theu exelten. Because, hati, humes you, me, accusative case, pephile kate. From phileo, this is perfect. You have loved me because you have loved me. Kai pepistio kate. From pistoio, also perfect. And you have loved me because ego para tu theu exelten. Because I have come from the Father. Exelten is aorist. So this is the reason. Two favorite words, especially for Lutheran. Pephile kate kai pistio kate. All second person plural. You have loved and you have believed that I came from God the Father. The eternal coming of God's Son Jesus Christ from the Father is the point. And exactly as we who believe him as having come from the Father are then becoming God's own children. Verse 28, exilten para tu patros, ex erchamai, this is, I came out from the Father, kai ele luta eston kosmon, and this is perfect of erchamai, and I have come into the world. This is his mission. Paulin afiemi tan kosmon kai poriomai pros tan patera. This is, as it were, Jesus going for full circle. Ex eleluta eston kosmon. I have come to the world. Paulin afiemi. Again, I leave the world kai poriomai pros tan patera. And I am, present tense with the future implication, I am going to the Father. Jesus' purpose was to come to this world and then complete his mission and then return to the Father. We know he sits at the right hand of God. The circle is now complete and he has come into the world. John likes the world. The word cosmos signifying the world already from the beginning of his gospel to the end of it. This is his theme. So he has come to the world amidst us, among us, and completed the mission that the Lord has given him, and he is now returning to the Father. Verse 29, Legusin hoi matetai autu, and present tense, we will take this as a historic present, and the disciples of him are saying, or asking, ide nun en paresia lales, behold, hina, finally, now you are en paresia. Paresia is the word for plain or clear. So now you are speaking plainly. Now you are speaking plainly. So the doubts are now cleared. Jesus is using plain language. He has come from the Father, he has completed the mission in the world, and he is returning. Kai paroimian udemian leges, and not in simile or figurative language you are speaking. Verse 30. Nun oidamen hati oidas panta. Oidamen is first person plural, gnosko oida, and present tense, an experience that they experience right now. We know that oidas, you know, Jesus knows, panta, everything. Again, for Paul and John, panta is inclusive of everything, the comprehension of everything. You know everything. Kai uk kreia ekes hina tis se erota. And no need you have that someone should ask you anything. Ento in toto pistiumen hati apotheu exelte. And by this in toto demonstrative, because of this, pistiomen, we believe, present tense, hati, that apotheu exeltes, ex erkamai, this is aorist, second person, you came from the Father. So Jesus' speech now, his actions, his life, and ultimately his own speech concerning the Father demonstrates for the people, the disciples around him, clearly that Jesus came from the Father. Verse 31. Apokrite autois Jesus, and Jesus answered them, Ati pistuete, present tense. Note the word pistoio again, the key to this text. Now you believe, the moment of revelation has come. Paul, in writing to the Colossians in the first chapter, verse 26 and 27, speaks about a revelation of the mystery. Mystery is a big word in religion. Religious mysteries, spiritual mysteries are particularly significant. Christianity is a religion of the revealed history. And the key to unlock the mystery of God for human beings is Jesus himself. And that is what's happening here. Now you are speaking plainly, the disciples said. In response, Jesus answers and tells them, now you believe. The purpose of the revelation of the mystery of God in Jesus Christ is that those who hear Jesus' words believe what he says, and therefore who he is, the Savior of the world. Verse 36. Idu erkatai hora kai ek eleluthen hina skorpis tete hekastos eista idia. Behold, is coming hora, the hour is coming. Again, significant word for John, the hour, the eschatological hour, shall we say, kai eleluthen, and has come, elkoma elusomai eleluthen, and has come, that skorpis tete, skorpizo is the word, this is aorist and subjunctive, hina with the subjunctive, the hour has come that you will be scattered, hekastos, distributed, each one, eista idia, to his own town or his own home. The days are coming, then you shall be scattered, with the focus on action, subjunctive here, reference to John chapter 10 and verse 12, Jesus talks about the thief coming to scatter the sheep, etc. Here, the children of God, the people of God, are now scattered to their own homes. They have now come together to gather in his name. Now his people are sent forth to their own home. Scattered, kai me, and me, I, monon, only, aphete, and here's subjunctive again, and you shall all leave me. So Jesus, Emmanuel, being with us, physically with the disciples, is now coming to an end, and he is on his way to his Father. But the people are scattered too throughout the world in his name. And the verse continues in verse 32, the second half, Kai huk eimi monos, and I am not alone. He proceeded from the Father, and he is returning to the Father. Hati because ha pater met emu estin, and the Father is with me. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit work together, and in the ministry of Jesus, the Father is involved, and the disciples, the believers, may scatter to different places. But Jesus returns to where he came from, to be with the Father. Verse 33. Tauta lalaleka humin hina en emo erene erkate. Chapter 14 and verse 1 and following said, let not your hearts be troubled. Tarasso is the word that is used there. In verse 33, Tauta lalaleka humin, these things I have spoken to you, laleo lalaleka, that en emo erene erkete, ekete, in me you have peace. The purpose of Jesus making this speech to the disciples is that the disciples may have peace. Remember Jesus' statements. I give you the peace the world cannot give. He established that peace for us by his death on the cross. He is the peace offering. He may be physically away from us, but he has given us his peace. And he goes on in verse 33, Ento kosmo tlitsin ekate. In this world, in the world, you have tribulations or struggles or temptations. Allah, on the other hand, terasaite, imperative here, teraso, you have courage, but have courage. Confidence, or take heart, ego ne ni ke ka kasmon. I have, first person, perfect, from nikayo, meaning to conquer or to overcome. I have overcome the world. That's why the promise of the Spirit is given to the disciples. Jesus on his cross has won victory over the enemies of God's people. He has overcome the world. And this is the promise that we have in Jesus Christ. So the ascension is soon coming. Jesus' departure is soon post-resurrection. And he leaves the disciples here to continue the ministry as he scatters them to their own home, and as he leaves to his Father, the eternal home. The text is working as an answer to prayer, and it gives us the assurance that we have now, through Jesus Christ, direct access to the Father. It also gives us the boldness to be his witnesses here on this earth. The text also shows us the already and the not yet tension, which is the tension of a Christian life, which is the symbolic of the realization of the kingdom in Jesus Christ having been established and accomplished, and anticipation of its fulfillment at his second coming. So we live here in this already but not yet context. There is a time of sorrow, but the sorrow shall turn into the joy of the resurrection, and the grief shall transform into the joy and the celebration of life hereafter, until that day when he returns to take us home. The church here on earth continues to be in the mission of proclaiming the life, death, and